Hello.
Hello.
I'm sorry if you tried to get on to the earlier session for Abdallah. Something is wrong with the conference call system.
Oh, okay.
I tried to get on and they said it was not, I couldn't get on for till now. So I don't
Okay.
know. It may be that they set it for the time change already, even though it's not till the middle of the night.
That's possible. Yeah. Okay. I get
So I
it.
am
I get it.
going. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, I'm said I'm going to start with the normal so that by the time I finish, there will be other people on.
Okay.
Did you want to say something else before I start?
No, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa. Gedulat Shemincha Ka'atir Seruah Aleph Gimel Yud Tzadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagdenu Tacharenu Nora Fresh iron sent at noon. Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sitkatha Tami Gamlem betedresh saditat gimel hasim kadosh berotucha nael adata het kufbet tet nun ayin yachid geer lamcha penei Zokre Kiddushata Yud Gimel Lamed Hei Zayin Kuf Shabbatenu Kabel Ushma Tziyakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Tzadi Yud Taf. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'Chanun, Erech Apayim, V'Rav Chesed V'Emet, Notzeh chesed la'alafim, noseh avon v'chesha, v'chata'av We're now going to connect to the energy of certainty by studying a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parashat Yitro. It is Pasuk 29, and I will start with L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yehud Kudcha Baruch Hu Ishkin Tehdus Hilur Himud Hilud Hilur Himu Ve'afta L'shem Yudhei Bavavhe B'Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vahino Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kononei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kononei Nehu Rabbi Abba Amar Bekamatar Tanenan Bekucha Berichu Koma Diaved Leela Witata Kolai Vaye Barnach Vedahya Leya Mineya Ulan Haga Seya Kalana Dehakuru Ovada Dichok Inun Wikola Isteri Dioma. The translation. Rabbi Abba said, in many places we have learned that whatever the Holy One, blessed be He, does, above or below, is all true, and His works are true, and there is nothing in the world that man needs to reject or find despicable, for all are works of truth, and are all needed in this world. We're now going to connect to the year 5778 and its energy of bowing to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon vayitchal Vayavo hamelech liroto Vayomer Amnon el hamelech Tavo natamar Achoti utlabev Le'enei shetei levivot Ve'evre miyada. The second verse that connects to this energy is from Psalms. It's chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Chet. The letters of this name are separated by three letters each. Chatati Odiaha Wawoni Lokisiti Amarti ode ale peshai la donai yohe wahe viata nasata awom katati sela. Next, we will connect to the energy of 5777, known as the Year of the Goat. There are also two verses that connect to this energy in the Tanakh. The first that we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Sod saduni katsipor oyevai hinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we have satsuki ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we have dir yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse is from Joshua, chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion. The letters of this name are separated by seven letters each. Kim Vadonai Yohewae Elohechem Tadivaku Kasher Asitem Adhayom Hazel. The year 5776 is known as the year of the pause. There are also two verses that connect to this year. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Rata kohanim ha'yulimat v'lo yachlu lehavshit Et kol ha'olot vayehaskum acheichem ha'levim ad kelot hamlacha Yadit Kachu Hakohanim Ki Halivim Yishun Levav Lehit Kadesh Me Hakohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of these words, we're able to permute them into 8 names of God. Adonai Yohei Wahe La La He La 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 Yo La Yo Ala Me He 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 Aka A Preka Ha. The second verse is from Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidhu Adonai Yohei Wahe Ade ad ki bea yo hey Adonai yo hey wa hey su olami. The year 5775, the energy is swallowing up death forever. There are 3 verses that connect to this energy in the Tanakh. The first that we study is from Job. It's chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishemi meni lo tarpani adni ruti. Next, we have 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru uru mikol hamachavo iya asher yidchabe sham moshtavtem elai el nahum. And the third is from Job also. It's from chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetsa yoved lo al yomru ayo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse in the Tanakh that has this energy. It's from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael undati v'shakan ka'tavir. Vilo Yirgaz, Od Vilo Yosifu, Bene Abla Anoto, Kasher Barishona. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God. We do this by saying out loud each letter with its root vowel. And we do this in sequentially. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shila lahe aka aka heta hezayo alada la awahe heya yozala mebehe. Hey re yo hey come la awa kala yo la wa wa pe he la nu la ka yo 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 me la hey che he wa nu ta hey hey a yo re ta shi a hey re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re. Yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la a re yo a shi la me yo he. Wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me nu nu a nu yo ta me yo. Nu may may yo yo la. Hey re hey mate sorry. Wa may bay yo hey hey. Anu wa may say yo. Da may bay may nu ko. Ayo a hey be wa. Re a hey yo bay may. Hey yo yo may wa may. Now we will connect to the 72 names from the Tzaddikim, and we do so in the same manner. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be a me me be shi la yo hey anu a ka me ta hey hey yo anu da la hey wa hey me a yo sa la me re hey. Hey yo yo, hey may may, la wa wa ka be yo, la yo wa pe nu la, nu me ha yo ke yo, me nu hey say hey wa, nu yo hey hey shi ya, yo re ta shi ya hey, re la yo a wa me, la yo be wa hey re. Yo yo wa la he he ta a ko me nu da anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me ta ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la a re yo a la me ta he wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me. Nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo. Nu ko me yo re la he be pe he me la re. Wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo. Da he be me ka ko a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me. Hey, la, yo, may, hey, may. The Tzaddikim who left this day, the 24th day of Adar, Rabbi Gershom Kitover, Rabbi Menachem Mendel Hager, Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael Fisher, and the Rebbetzin Zahava Brownstein. And the eighth verse of the Anna Bekoach we say in a whisper. Today's class is a Zohar class. You can find the handout in the following manner. Start at the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. In row one, the right-hand column. When you open up that landing page, it gives you a list of all of the different parashas. Scroll down to the first parasha under the book of Vayikra, of Leviticus. And that first parasha is named, like the book, Vayikra. When you open up that link, scroll down to where it says section 7. And that is where we will start with the Pasuk 55. Rabbi Abba Patach, Shir Mizmor Livnei Korach. Hai shir tushbachta me'al yahu al kol she'ar tushbachin tizaku l'shabecha le'ya b'nei korach shir mizmor tushbachta al tushbachta tushbachta beit Palag, lead rain to Shbecham. the translation. Rabbi Abba introduced the following psalm, a psalm for the sons of Korah. This hymn transcends all other psalms of hymns the sons of Korah merited to praise him. It is a double chant, being a song and a psalm, indicating a praise upon a praise that was divided into two praises. My commentary. The first verse of Psalm 48 consists of four words that, as said in the verse, represents two levels of song. It is important to realize that these songs are male. The first letters of the words are Shin, Mem, Lamed, Kuf, and the last letters are Resh, Resh, Yud, Het. With respect to the first letters, the first two letters spell the word name. In the reverse order, it has the meaning of move or shift. The last two letters has the meaning in the reverse order as voice. My opinion is that these first letters are telling us voice is the name. Voice is a code word in Torah for Zeranpin. The final letters, the first two letters, are an acronym for Rosh and Resh, for head and poor or lack. The last two letters are well known, in the reverse order, to be life. In my opinion, this is telling us that life happens when the head is humble. Pasuk 56. Wizaku b'nei Korach l'shabecha la l'knesset Yisrael. Ushbacha l'knesset Yisrael. Tamrei umayhu. Diktiv gadol Hashem. Chulal meod. Be'ir Eloheinu. Harkat shom. Ematai ikre kucha, berithu gadol, bezimna dekeneset Yisrael, ishtachachat imeya, ahidikti be'ir Eloheinu, hu gadol be'ir Eloheinu, im ir Eloheinu. The translation, the sons of Korach merited to sing and recite the praise of the congregation of Israel. What is it? It is in the phrase, great is Hashem, and highly praised in the city of our Elohim, in the mountain of his holiness. To clarify, when is the Holy One, blessed be he, called great? When the congregation of Israel, that is, Malkut, is with him, as is written in the city of our Elohim, he is great to elucidate, together with the city of Elohim, which is Malkut, he is great. My commentary. This pasuk is decoding the second verse of Psalm 48. With Rabbi Ashlag's commentary, the pasuk is clear as written. Pasuk 57. Amar leha Rabbi Yehuda, Eloheinu ma ba'ehaka. Al haki hu badai ha'ir dechala. Eloheinu v'tush bachta Yisrael hu. Mai mishma ishtama demalka bila matronita lav who Malka, beloved, who Gadol, Vilama, who love, who Ginkach, Koman, Vila, Ishtaka, Sitar, the Nukwa, Kol, Shivata, Ha, Adio, Minea, Vila, who the Kilala, De Adam below Ela below the who could die the eat baracha. The translation. Rabbi Yehuda said to him, why did it have to say here our Elohim? Would it not have sufficed to say, in the city of the mountain of his holiness? He said to him, assuredly it is so, for this city, Malchut, is called the fear of our Elohim, and it is a praise of Israel. What does the verse teach us? It teaches us that a king without a queen is no king. He is neither great nor highly praised. As was said before, hence whoever is not comprised of male and female is devoid of all praise and is not even a man. Moreover, he does not deserve to be blessed. My commentary. An unmarried man is incomplete and therefore in lack or lacking. This is why he may not be blessed, since blessings do not rest on an incomplete structure. Pasuk 58. Kiti vayehi ha'ish ha'hu gado makal b'nei kedem ta'aneinan Sifra de Rav Amnuna Sava Tilat Zugdo Bifinu Dikucha Barifu Hawat Kevav Teya Umi Sifra Teiteya Ikre Gadol Ufaka Gado Hashem Umhu Almeot Umahu Gado Hadar La Amar Bayir Eloheinu Har Kacho. The translation. It is written, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the East. We have learned in the book of Rav Hamuna Saba that Job's spouse was his equal in fearing the Holy One, blessed be he, and he was called great from his wife's side. Here also, great is Hashem, and highly praised. In what is he great? He repeated the words, in the city of our Elohim, in the mountain of his holiness. Namely, Malchut, from her side, Hashem is called great, because Chachma, the secret of greatness, does not emanate to Zeranpin, save when he is with the female. My commentary. This is an important teaching here with respect to Job. Job's wife is greater than he with respect to the fear of Hashem. Why is this important? It is establishing a true understanding of male and female relationships. Female represents the internal, and just as the soul is the internal to the body, and thus more important, the female is internal to the male, and thus more important. It is also important to realize that the word greatness means something more in Kabbalah. It represents maturity. One cannot be considered mature and adult without being married. Pasuk 59. Hugin kach hushpachta da b'sheni v'ike mai amai lakitiv kito v'sheni begin dismayin v'it parsha v'razad mila lo tovayot ha'adam levado v'zavim nabihu levado lo tokativ v'yalda lakativ ki tov v'sheni. The translation. For this reason, this praise is uttered on Monday, as the first 3 days of the works of creation correspond to the three columns of Zeranpin, the second day being the left column. Hence, Chachma is drawn to Malchut in accordance with the secret of the verse, "His left hand is under my head." You may ask why it is not written that it is good on the second day. Seeing it is Sadayu, and Hakma is drawn from it. He answers, the reason is that they are destined to be separated. The secret of the universe that is not good that the man should be alone is that as long as he is alone, when the female is not yet taken from him, it is written, not good. Thus it is not written that it is good of the second day. My commentary. Psalm 48 is the psalm of the day for Monday. It is the second day where the number two is essentially separated and yearns for unification, which takes place on day three. This separation creates the power of sexual desire in the physical world. And this is what this pasuk is describing. The 60th pasuk. Gadol Hashem Chulal Kid Kamran Yefei Noch Mishosh Mitzos Kol Haaretz Tushpachta Dizivaga Dilchon Yefei Nof Daku Chabarichu Vada Tzadik Mitzos Kol Haaretz Kedain Hu Hedvavta Tikola Knesset Yisrael Mitbarcha. The translation. Great is Hashem and highly praised means, as we said, that he is great only when he is with Malchut. Beautiful for the joy of the whole earth. Mount Zion is the praise to their union. Beautiful for the situation is the Holy One, blessed be He, that is the righteous, namely Yesod of Zeranpin. It is the joy of the whole earth, for then everyone rejoices, and the congregation of Israel, Malchut, is blessed. My commentary. This seems to be a duplicate pasuk and information for us. Yet that is never the case. What do you think this adds to our knowledge? Pasuk 61. Elohim b'yor b'yar menoteha no dalamis gal with gomer Eleni nunesach vechod Teteiman v'kenishuta Tekol birkan kenishuta V'ched valta mitamach nafka Ayin yud dechai darga Teikre tzadik v'taman Itkena shu Birkan levayasma Lehai ir kadisha Ulit barka Mitaman kihine hamlachin No adu ilain kol kitre Malka biklala Pada vile atar Achara milim ilain salpin. The translation. Elohim is known in her palaces for a fortress. These are Netzach and Hod, called palaces, where all blessings are gathered and joys are gathered that issue from there by the grade called righteous, namely Yesod. There in Yesod, the blessings gather to cheer the holy city, Malchut, so that it will be blessed from there. For lo, the kings were assembled. These are all the Sephirot of the king, Zeranpin, joined as one under the name of king. Malchut also is called king, and both are called the kings. These words lead us to another matter. My commentary. This reminds of the meeting of Yehuda and Joseph in Egypt. This is a description of the meeting and unification of spiritual with physical. That is the end of our section. Does anyone have any questions? We're now going to, we don't quite have enough time to read section 8, which is about single men who were not married. And that's, section 8 is what is referred to in the last pasuk of section 7. So, tomorrow morning at 10:30, West Coast time, we will continue our study and our preparations for the spring holidays from Passover through Shavuot. And then at 3:00, we will continue our studies of the Advanced Reincarnation series. I remind you that next Shabbat is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And since it is Shabbat, we will not be doing a community connection for Rosh Chodesh. But on Thursday night, this coming Thursday night, I'm doing a special class at 8:15. This is after our 7:00 Zohar class. I'm doing a special class at 8:15 to explain the energy of the month of Nisan and help you, provide you with the tools to do your own connection on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And it's important that you make this connection either Friday night or Saturday. In addition, there is a special connection, which I will discuss Thursday night, that needs to be and can be made on Shabbat for the month of Nisan. And then from that day, next Shabbat, starting Sunday, we will have morning classes at 10 a.m. for the next 13 days, for a total of 14 days of Nisan, which ends the morning of the first Seder. Each of those 14 days, except for the Shabbats, we will be making morning connections at 10 a.m. That's Eastern time. It's actually 7 a.m. West Coast time. So I hope you'll join us for those classes to learn about the connections and to actually achieve the connections by doing them. So unless there's more questions, I bid you all Shavua Tov. Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Yes?
Shalom. Good health.
Hello.
Good health.
You
and
too.
Good.
Shalom.
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 Thank you.
Shalom. Shavua Tov to all.
Good health.
Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov.
Yeah, okay.